The Gratitude Podcast, episode 77.
The moment I'm thinking of actually, though, is in 2015 when I got married, and just being really grateful to actually have my mother at that wedding, because 2 years before that, it didn't look like we were going to have her. I had come home from the gym one day. She'd had a stroke while I was at the gym. I came home and found her, and I just remember like panicking and, you know, being in this horrible situation. And it was really tough to be like, you know, grateful for anything or happy in that situation. It's funny when that happens, you go right into like preparing. So I'm like packing bags and like, we're not going to be home for a while. So I'm like doing a lot of these different things because you can't think about what just occurred. Mm-hmm. So to be from, you know, that point, which was probably one of the worst experiences in my life up to that point, to one of the highest moments in my life of getting married. And then actually having my mom there to share it was a really, really big deal because I didn't think that was going to happen. So I really think for me, you know, I mentioned in my early 20s, I was more of a negative thinker and not that grateful of a person. That really helped me to be one of the main things to flip that viewpoint of, you know, this thing one of the most precious people in my life that I didn't think I was going to have her there for the day of my wedding, even though, you know, she has a limp now and she can't talk anymore, but she's there and I'm able to share that day with her. Dude, that's awesome. Like that's really just like, that's the perfect definition to me of what you should be grateful for.
Support for this episode comes from HealthIQ. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. I recommend HealthIQ because I love the idea of being rewarded for having a healthy lifestyle. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a HealthIQ agent.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Jeremy Ryan Slate. He studied literature at Oxford, wanting to be a teacher, but didn't find that road to be the one for him. Jeremy is the creator of the Create Your Own Life podcast. In addition to interviewing many of the people he admires most, he runs Command Your Brand and Slate Media Productions. He's a great guy, and I'm sure that we will have lots of fun meeting him and learning from his life experience. Jeremy, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Hey, man, I am grateful to be here. So thanks for having me today.
Definitely, my pleasure. So first thing first, I wanted to ask you, who are your favorite people that you interviewed? I know that you've interviewed amazing people from around the world. I think you have like 200 or 300 episodes, so with many incredible people there. So let us know.
It's funny because you mentioned it. I just like right in my head, I could rattle them off right away. The one you and I were just talking about was James Altucher. Really cool guy to hang out with. One of the nicest human beings. We did a live event together and he actually walked around the audience in this small club, shaking the hand of every person there and introducing himself. Just the nicest guy.
Wow.
Grant Cardone was really cool for me just because I followed him for many years and I kind of was starstruck at first. That was really cool. And then actually my most recent episode, which was the episode celebrating 2 years of the show, episode 337, I got to interview three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And he's also a guy that's on the NFL All-Century team. So to me, that was like amazing to get to finally see this guy that I watched play in college. And then I watched, you know, set the sack record for under 25 as a pro. So that was just really cool.
Amazing. Amazing. I bet that doing this and meeting these kind of people make you very grateful. And it's quite amazing to be able to get to meet these kind of people. Like for me as well, like a few weeks ago, I interviewed Sean Stevenson, whom I really admire, and I think he's a great inspiration for us all. And it was amazing to be able to do this and to get to talk, to get to explore gratitude with him as well. And I think it's an amazing medium to be doing this.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
So first things first, when it comes to gratitude, what does it mean for you? So what does gratitude mean for you? How do you define it for yourself?
You know, it's being grateful for, I guess, the things that happen to you and the situation you're in. Because here's the interesting thing when you think about it, right? Like our mind is amazing. Like it can actually create a lot of things and put them there. And when you're not coming from a place of gratitude, you're actually coming from a place of negative energy. It creates mass. You know, like a thought has mass, like you can measure it. And there's actually mass to a thought. And if you it shows an electrical impulse. So let's think about it. If I'm thinking something negative, negative thoughts, you know, they're heavy, man. So you're putting that there. It's got mass. It's out there in the universe. You're creating it by putting it out there. So wouldn't you much rather be coming from a place of being grateful and not actually like putting this negative energy out there? Because let's look at one thing, right? The idea to postulate or create an idea is like as humans, that's our primary thing we can do. And that's what comes before any sort of action. So if you're thinking negative and you're not being grateful and then you're going to go do something, you're going to create something negative. That's just the way it's going to work. Your mind wants to make you right. So that's just the way it is, man.
That's awesome. I love the perspective and I love the fact that you put it like in a scientific way somehow. And that's very useful to understand that our thoughts are actually things somehow that you can actually measure. And
You can measure the energy of the electrical impulses in your body, man. Like they're there.
Wow. This is really cool. So it's great that we can measure this and that we can choose what we think and that we can choose gratitude and like we can choose to appreciate the things in our life. But what do we do when things get hard? Like when I know that you had some really harsh experiences in your life as well. At 19, you had some health issues. And how do you stay grateful when things like these happen?
You know, it's funny because I was really bad at that point in time, at 19, at 25. And I'd say probably till 25, 26, I really didn't get good at that. And because you're not feeling great, you put more negative energy there, you create more negative. And it's kind of looking at it, all right, well, I'm alive, I can be grateful for that. I have an amazing, at that point in time, she's now my wife, but was my fiance, I could be grateful for that. And it's when you start to really realize, like, things could be a lot worse, man. They could be a lot worse than they currently are. You know, I'm living in America where we have it a lot easier than a lot of other places in the world. So I got that going for me. So it's about really looking at pulling yourself out of that and having the perspective of, you know, like I'm a lot luckier than I want to make things out to be. Because I think a lot of times we're our own worst critic and we're going to look at a lot of things around us and find the reasons why we're wrong and we stink and we're horrible. And if you stop thinking in that way and really start to look at what you can be grateful for, it helps. But it's the problem with that is it's easier said than done, right? Because you've probably thought the same thing, like, oh, I should just be grateful for this. Okay, well, that can be really, really difficult. So the thing you have to look at is how can I get myself out of thinking that way? And a lot of times when you're in a bad place, one of the best things to do is just go take a walk, man. Just get out of the situation, focus on nature, bring your attention outside. Because when you start to internalize that intention, it just goes inward, 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 inward. And then all of a sudden, it's hard to be grateful for just about anything. You know, it's pretty incredible, you know, how much your energy level comes up when you're grateful for what's going on. It's pretty incredible, you know, how much your productivity goes up. Because here's the one of the most interesting things that I've ever heard, and you'll probably see this to be true, is that production, like being in the place of producing something or creating something, is the basis of morale. Right? If you're producing something, you feel great. If you're not, you feel horrible. So I find a lot of times, you know, go take a walk or get in the action of producing something and you're going to feel a lot better and a lot more grateful for your situation.
Exactly. I love it. And it's quite interesting how this works. And it has been my experience as well. Like when sometimes I get stuck in my own head, and when I go out and just take a walk, everything seems to have a different meaning. And it's quite interesting how this works. It's you think that in those moments you think you're stuck, you think that nothing can take you out of that. And it's so funny how just a simple walk can actually get you out of your own head and get you back to feeling gratitude. It's amazing.
Well, and the thing to think about too is, like, I think a lot of times we, you know, we're very self-absorbed. So we think our situation that's happening right now is the worst thing that could ever happen. There's always somebody that's worse off than you. So that's always something to remember, is there's always somebody fighting a harder battle than you're fighting. So right there, that's something to be grateful for.
Definitely, definitely. But the thing is, when we are in this in those kinds of situations, all we think about is ourselves, actually. And we think exactly. about our story, how horrible it is, how hard it is, and we can't think about other people. And I love the other idea that you gave us, that we can do stuff, can create, can produce. Mm-hmm. And it's my experience as well, when even when I don't feel like it, and this is an interesting thing, when you don't feel like doing things and producing and being there for other people, when you are, you actually shift your state. And that's quite mm-hmm. interesting.
Well, it's just get in the place of producing something. Like, it can be as simple as, man, I am having a crappy day at this computer. All right, get up from the computer, go rake the leaves in your yard. Go do something where you can get a small win and be in the state of producing something, and you're going to feel a lot better, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know if it works exactly the same for women, but for us, definitely, it works great. So, can you tell us a meaningful experience related to gratitude that actually made you into a grateful person? Like, maybe you've heard about the concept of gratitude before, but actually feeling it for the first time and feeling it as something very personal.
In 2013, in March of that year, my mom actually had a debilitating stroke, and we actually almost lost her. So it was a really, really, really difficult situation. And for me, that was a huge turning point that made me look at a lot of things differently. And the moment I'm thinking of, actually, though, is in 2015 when I got married, and just being really grateful to actually have my mother at that wedding, because mm-hmm. 2 years before that, it didn't look like we were going to have her. I had come home from the gym one day. She had had a stroke while I was at the gym. I came home and found her, and I just remembered, like, panicking and, you know, being mm-hmm. in this horrible situation. And it was really tough to be, like, you know, grateful for anything or happy in that situation. It's funny, when that happens, you go right into, like, preparing. So I'm, like, packing bags. I'm like, we're not going to be home for a while. So I'm, like, doing a lot of these different things, because you can't think about what just occurred. Mm-hmm. So to be from, you know, that point, which was probably one of the worst experiences in my life up to that point, to one of the highest moments in my life of getting married, and then actually having my mom there to share it, was a really, really big deal, because I didn't think that was going to happen. So I really think, for me, you know, I mentioned in my early 20s, I was more of a negative thinker and not that grateful of a person. That really helped me to be one of the main things to flip that viewpoint of, you know, this thing I, you know, one of the most precious people in my life that I didn't think I was going to have her there for the day of my wedding, even though, you know, she has a limp now and she can't talk anymore, but she's there and I'm able to share that day with her. Dude, that's awesome. Like, that's really just, like, that's the perfect definition to me of what you should be grateful for.
Amazing. Amazing. These kinds of situations really put things into perspective. Like,
yeah,
we sometimes feel that in order for us to be grateful, we need all kinds of huge things to happen. But it actually, what has been my experience is that it takes us being extremely grateful to appreciate those things that is actually more powerful.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too, because when something really big like that happens to you, you're grateful for every little thing that happens after that point. You know what I mean? You're grateful for incremental improvement. You're grateful for smaller things, because anything's better than that massive event at that point in time.
That's quite interesting. Support for this episode comes from HealthIQ. HealthIQ uses science and data to secure lower rates on life insurance for health-conscious people like runners, yoga practitioners, vegetarians, vegans, and many more. I recommend HealthIQ because I love the idea of being rewarded for having a healthy lifestyle. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/gratitude or mention the promo code gratitude when you talk to a HealthIQ agent. I'm just thinking about how we work as human beings, as that we sometimes need such experiences to put things into perspective, to be able to appreciate the small things that we might have just overlooked in the past. I think this is quite interesting of how we work as humans.
Absolutely. It's so true. Like I just think a lot of times we do tend to think worst case scenario, and it's something has to happen to flip that viewpoint for a lot of us. And I think for me, that was that event. For other people, mm-hmm. it's something smaller. It doesn't have to be, you know, that earth shattering.
Exactly. Yeah. But let's turn the page and look into the business side. I'm really curious if you feel that in developing your businesses, if you feel that gratitude has helped you.
Yeah. Because I know you and I were talking before we started recording about like my podcast and how I had started this one in early 2015 called Rock Your Life. It wasn't even spelled right. It was Rock UR Life. But it was really bad. And it just like, it wasn't helping anybody. It was serving me. It was trying to help me make money online, and it didn't really do anything. And it was when I really flipped that around to how can I serve people and how can I help others that I created this, like, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not Lewis Howes or Gary Vaynerchuk or somebody like that, but for me, it created a very high level of success. It created a lot of what I didn't think I could ever have, because I then turned it around to how can I serve and how can I help other people. And it's amazing because you become grateful for everything then. It's actually kind of cool we're doing this interview today, because I just wrote this post last night on Facebook that yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of me starting my podcast. And it was a last ditch effort for me to like do something online, and it was pretty incredible because it made me look at all the things I was grateful for in the last year that had happened to me, or the last 2 years because I had started this podcast, and it was pretty incredible. So let me just pull this out and
definitely
share this with you real quick. Just
thank
because,
you.
like for me, this was like the ultimate, exercise in being grateful for something.
Exactly. I love so it. Just one moment. I think this is a great habit to have. When something like this happens, like you celebrate 1 year, 2 years, or I don't know, you celebrate New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. You think about the amazing things that happened that year or those years. I think it's a great habit to have.
Yeah. So here's the post I wrote last night, just so that you kind of get an idea. And it just like, it made me realize how grateful I was. And so here we go. 2 years ago today, I made a last ditch effort to do something in the online space. I launched a podcast called Create Your Own Life. Since then, I've released 337 episodes interviewing pro athletes, musicians, billionaires, and well-known entrepreneurs, been featured on 57 podcasts, written 27 articles, been featured in 37 pieces of press, wrote 80 plus blog posts, named a top influencer by Influensive, named a top podcast to follow by CIO, been featured in Forbes, Inc., and Addicted to Success, built a 6-figure podcasting business, went to 38,000, 28,000, and 38,000 followers on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, respectively, got verified on Twitter, did a live show with James Altucher, and made some of the best friends I ever had. Not to mention, I married a beautiful girl, and the world has that sometimes carried my butt through those early days. This isn't to gloat or to say how awesome I am, though my mom thinks so. Rather, it's to show you what's possible when you stick to something that is pro survival for others and help to flow power towards those that would also see others do well. So that's the thing. Like when you take a look at something, you're like, "Holy crap, man! Like I am so grateful for this change this has made in my life." And I think sometimes just the writing of it and reflecting back on it, you actually get like this physical like what it is. And it's just pretty incredible when you actually like look at it like that. And you're like, dude, you know, those days I'm really feeling bad at myself. Look what I just did in the last 2 years. How cool is that?
Exactly. Exactly. I totally share this experience because I did the same thing when the Gratitude Podcast had its first year anniversary, and it was amazing. And I was thinking how different it would have been, how different my life would have been if I wouldn't have started and I wouldn't have done all of these things. And it's quite amazing because day by day, you don't see the bigger picture all the time, and you don't see how many amazing things happen. But when you look at this, like Steve Jobs says, you can only connect the dots looking backwards, not looking forwards. Yeah, I think this is awesome, and I love the fact
there's gonna be bad days in your business, man. It's just life. It's just how it is. Yeah. But like I just like the idea of having something written to go back and look on those bad days. You could say, oh wow, okay, let's go do something really awesome. Like, look what you just did, dude. So I think that it's just, you know, it's an awesome like exercise to do something like that.
Definitely, definitely. So, and this question, I'm sure that you'll love. If you could go back in time, when you weren't that grateful, when just gratitude wasn't a thing for you, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
It's going to be a hard next couple of years, man, unless you can turn that around. But here's the thing I think when I look at that, I don't think there's anything I could tell my younger self to change my mind. You know what I mean? Because especially when you're like in your teens and early 20s, man, you think you're awesome until you have some life experience and you realize like there's a lot to this. So I think really, you know, I could tell myself to look at this and you know, try and be more grateful, but you can't do that hollowly. I think life experience has made me more grateful. So I don't know that I would tell myself anything than keep on keeping on, man. And it's going to be hard for a little bit in the next couple of years, but you're going to be really grateful for it in the future.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, is there something that you do consistently to keep yourself grateful, like, writing or I don't know, something?
For me, it's writing. And also like for me, it's as stupid as it is, it's just going to take a walk because you get so negative at times. You can actually pull your attention outside and be like, oh man, I'm grateful for all the stuff around me. You know, look at that. Look at the trees. Look at that. You know, my dog is happy out here. So really it's just pulling myself out of that situation where I'm feeling like crap. And you just, it's hard to explain, but you kind of like, you turn off the negative and you're just able to be grateful. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like being grateful isn't something you should have to actively do. You should just be it, because for us, it's our natural state to just be. So really, if you're feeling like things aren't going well, it's do whatever you can to get yourself out of that state. You know, within reasons. For me, it's taking a walk, you know, maybe doing something that gets you into action. But really, that's for me how I would look at it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Always the most simple ways of dealing with this are the best, because they are
seriously
easiest to do it. They're very, you can do it very easily, basically. There's no other way to put it. So we are now nearing the end of our time together, and I'm really curious if you have some people in your life that have impacted you that you are very grateful for and that you would love to mention.
I will say first and foremost, I'm super grateful for my wife, because in my early years of entrepreneurship, she carried my ass. So I'm really grateful to her for that. And she's always kind of been the person there pushing me. So, you know, really grateful for that. I'm grateful for my animals. We have, two dogs. We have a border collie corgi, a toy poodle and a mini pig. I'm grateful for what they bring to my life. Grateful to still have my parents. You know, I'm 30 years old and sometimes not a lot of us have that going into, you know, 30, 40, 50. So I still got them. Very grateful for that. I'm also grateful for a gentleman, named Patrick Valton that I talked to, 2013 when things were kind of going tough for me and I was kind of going way off on another tangent, trying to build a business that really didn't fulfill me. And he said, you know, take a look at everything you're doing and look at how it aligns. And then kind of decide if you should be there. And it was something I wasn't willing to confront for a while. It took me a little while to actually do that. And when I did, I was kind of like, okay, there's a decision to make here. So I'm grateful for him for saying that to me. So that's really the people I feel like, and animals, I feel like I would be grateful for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I really think that we are where we are right now so much because of the people that are around us. And that's why I always love to ask this question, because we all have people in our life that have impacted us, have influenced us, in usually in a positive way, that led us to be who we are today. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to ask you if you have read something interesting about gratitude, if you have a book recommendation for our listeners.
I would think the book The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis is kind of a great book to teach you a little bit more about gratitude and things like that. That was definitely something awesome that I had picked up in my studies, which was great.
All right. Thank you. So one thing that I don't usually ask, but I think since we are both very young, what do you advise young people to do when it comes to gratitude? Like, how should they go about being grateful from your perspective?
That's tough, because a lot of times, like, we want all this stuff we don't have yet. You know what I mean? So I feel like as we're young, we're really trying to do that. So it's funny, but, you know, time-tested things are the things that we always look back to. So I would find somebody that has what you want and find out how they got there, because you may find out there's a lot more things that you should be grateful for that you've achieved right now and already in what you're doing, and you're already on the path to where you want to go. So find somebody who's already where you want to be and, you know, talk to them about how they got there.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your life experience and your thoughts with us about gratitude. And it has been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to hang out with you today.
Definitely. Thank you. So Ryan, one more thing. Where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work?
Absolutely. The best place to find anything having to do for me is jeremyryanslate.com. And I also put together a free checklist for your listeners to help them become awesome podcast guests and get on the right podcast. They can head over to commandyourbrand.media. That's .media, not .com, /checklist. It's commandyourbrand.media/checklist. And that'll take them through helping them become an amazing podcast guest.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. Help us reach our goal of inspiring 100,000 people by sharing this podcast with your loved ones, with your Facebook friends. And if you loved this episode, please write a review on iTunes.